Both Wisconsin and Minnesota have similar populations and crime rates, but there's a stark difference between what each state spends to deal with criminals. At a legislative committee hearing this week in Madison, Oshkosh Republican Representative Michael Schraw asked DOC Research Director Tony Streveler why Wisconsin locks up twice as many people and spends more than twice what Minnesota does on corrections. Streveler says it's because Wisconsin arrests, convicts, and sentences more criminals.
Actually, arrest rates are higher here in Wisconsin and more individuals being caught. If I'm reporting a crime, there's a greater likelihood that they're going to be caught here than they are there.
But a Marquette University law professor who's looked carefully at the difference between prison policies in Wisconsin and Minnesota doesn't buy that argument.
It doesn't seem likely to me that the differences in arrest rates are playing an important role in explaining differences in imprisonment rates.
Michael O'Hear says a closer look at arrest and conviction statistics in the two states tells a different story. He says Wisconsin arrests more people on drug charges than Minnesota does, but he says most of those arrests are for simple possession of marijuana,
which is a relatively minor drug offense, one that only very rarely results in a prison term. Now, what drives drug imprisonment is drug trafficking, and Minnesota actually arrests more people for drug trafficking than Wisconsin does.
Advocates for reduced prison spending in Wisconsin are urging the state to emulate Minnesota's policy of punishing more criminals with probation and parole and sending fewer to prison. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.